And I honestly pray, Lord, that you would burn something in every individual heart today, whatever you want to burn. I don't pretend to know the branding that you want to brand, or the things that you want to launch, or the new life you want to give, or the things that people have been struggling with and want freedom from. Lord, you know. And I pray today, Father, you'd start a fire. You'd start a fire in that area of their own hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. It's truly good to be home. Like, I love to be here. I really do. We're celebrating 20 years soon in this place, right? We are. It's going to be great. Yeah. So since I've been away, I thought it'd be good to start off strong. You know, start real strong. So I'm going to introduce you to a philosopher of our times who I respect greatly. And we're going to put a video quote on you right here.
See, the thing about God is that God isn't something you believe in. Or you could say that the way we conceptualize belief in the modern world is shallow. To believe in God is to commit your life. That's what the belief is. It isn't the statement, I believe in God. It says in the Gospels, Christ himself says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Just because you say you believe something, it's like people say all the time that they're Christians. I'm a believing Christian. It's like, that's hard there, buddy. That's the most difficult possible commitment by definition. It's the, because it's the hoisting of the cross, right? Really, you're going to commit to that, are you? So here's what you're committing to. Painful, unjust death, accompanied by betrayal, the perfidy of the mob, and the dominion of the tyrant. And you're going to welcome that. And that's not all, because Christ harrows hell. That's not all. That's just where it starts. Full confrontation with malevolence. You're going to commit to that, are you? And see, the thing about God...
Should I pray again? Father, help us all this morning. This mini-series, say start. The series is called Salt. But not exactly what you think it may be, Bill. We may talk about salt. We will talk about salt. But today's episode is called Start. Say start. That's what we're going to be looking at today. Sure, I'll address the obvious right away. Because this series is honestly not be about salt so much as about an acronym. An acronym I think that God gave me while I was away, because there's other stuff I wanted to share, like he had given me, you know? So I was like, yeah, I'll just cruise back into one. Let's go to Deep Roots. Let's check out what Jacob's doing, you know? And God dropped this in my heart when I wasn't supposed to be studying. And so I thought it was important. So I'm going to do my best to serve it well. If I'm not, just go ahead. If I'm two up here, just go, okay? And I'll only really pay attention to Miley, but just keep doing it anyways. 80% of today is going to be the acronym SALT. But super quick, like a TV series, let's flash back. Let's just flash back a minute. SALT and its properties really have been a very meaty, timeless message forever. Truth taught in the Gospels by Jesus himself, right? And then many, 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 many others through the centuries, including me. In 20 years, I maybe talked about salt 5 times. I don't know. I forget what I did yesterday. You know, I forgot my keys this morning. Well, yeah, well, I didn't forget them. It was just a melancholy, compulsive moment. Salt sermons are awesome, right? Ever heard of salt sermon? Raise your hand if you've heard of series. If you've been a Christian long, you heard a series about salt. All right, use it. Haven't? Good. You're going to get a little bit. A little bit. But that's not what we're really doing today anyways. We're not really doing that. But because salt symbolizes purity, and salt symbolizes flavor to life, and value. Ever hear that saying, he's worth his weight in salt? Young people are like, no, check it out, it's there. He's worth his weight in salt. It's actually about loyalty, too. Ever hear things like, man, that guy's a salt of the earth. I said about Jody Wilson-Croft probably twice a week. Man, that guy's a salt of the earth, you know? And salt is key in preservation, right? I think there's things in our world today that need some preservation. Salt prevents erosion and decay. Do you see that anywhere? God has an answer. It's salt. Say, I am salt. I guess you can't be convinced until I get into it, so let's do that real quick. Mark 9:49-50. Mark 9:49-50. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good. Salt is good. Salt is good and useful. We're pausing there for a minute. I start thinking about some stuff is good, but not so useful. honestly, you know, if you look at my dark chocolate collection, it's good. It's just not real useful, you know, but I have it. And I've had stuff, you know, that's good for me, but it's not good. You know, like, I don't want any more of that. Don't feed me raw vegetables very often. I may rebel, you know. Keep moving. Salt is both good and useful. But if salt has lost its saltiness, but if salt has lost its saltiness, lost its purpose, ever feel like you lost purpose? Salt lost its purpose, how it would make salty. Have salt within yourselves continually. Have salt within yourselves continuously. Where's my guys at? Where's my, all right. Karpowski, you got me on this one? You ready? Watch, I'm going to say this, and this is what, see how we're doing that to each other? I'm saying you hear me? All right. Have salt in yourself continuously. Say it with me. Look, pick somebody out in the crowd that you're a nod at. I'll nod at a visitor and make them really uncomfortable. Have salt in yourself continuously. Have salt in yourself continuously. Say sup, Jesse. You know, sup. Have salt in yourself continuously. Right? Have salt within yourself continually and be at peace with one another. So let's just recap that real quick. Be salt and be good and useful salt, the type of salty peace that's good for others. Huh? Salt is what you're supposed to be. Say you be. It's fun. Say you be. Yeah. You be peace for them. What? That changes things from like maybe stop looking at others to be peace for you. I know it's going to start getting stingy, like I said. Maybe it's time, if you're salt, that you start thinking about if your salt is good salt for other people, not like when you're going to be good salt for me. That's not a disciple. That's not how we work. If he's called you to be salt, then be. There we go. I'll just yell at Jake all morning. It'll be okay. He said I could. Let it burn. It's free. Because you are to be a good salty piece in the lives of other people. This is not church building 101. This is not how you grow church when you first come back and preach. But I want it to inspire you to do something really powerful in your life. I would love to chill, you know, and I realize you probably haven't recovered from Jordan Peterson yet. So it's like I have little things in my notes that said slow down a little bit. Also, there's a side note that I have a caveat. Amber, this is to legally protect me, maybe. You ready? If I'm cheeky, snarky, or slightly you take me as sarcastic, I'm working on it. But if that happens, and I hope it doesn't, but know this, I spent time with Francis Chan and John Tyson in the video world. I didn't really spend time with them personally. But if I'm too much, maybe write their ministries and blame them. They would love it. They would love that kind of mail. Say salt. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, has lost its purpose, how can it be made salty? Nod at me. Go. Okay, there you go. If salt has lost its purpose, it's no longer good for anything. Now, Dr. Hayes, be real glad because I didn't have you guys say, don't be a good for nothing. I didn't say that, so I'm not going to be in trouble later for that. So if salt has lost its purpose, it is no longer good for anything. It, the salt that is not really salt anymore. It, the salt that is not really salt anymore. Is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and walked on by people. Walked on by people. I pulled over a second because it highlighted to me. Often fallen salt, aka people who have been good salt but are no longer good salt, often are tabloids. Walked on by the masses. Why? Because when hypocrisy happens, people love to step all over it. You may be the one you stepped on next, but still. When salt has fallen, when it's no longer what it's supposed to be, it gets walked on by people. It's not good for that. Anything but that. Something about that. I must get back to my purpose. Say, I must start now. Welcome to Jurassic Park. I mean, the new episode, 101 Salt. God desires his church, anyone, Bueller, desires us to embody the qualities of salt and to have continually present salty lives. Life salt, actually, Miles and I talked about this extensively. Life salt is actually one of the ways you evangelize the world. They taste Jesus, but like I can't get this shirt made, and you'll understand why, but I so wanted it. Who can I look at that will love it and not judge me? Cody. Okay, thank you, Karpowski. I wanted it to say, bite me, taste Jesus. Yeah, right? They're like, no, you can't do that. But isn't that our lives? Shouldn't the people bite into us and taste Jesus? Like, they should taste good salt, good, useful salt. That's how evangelism happens. I came to Jesus, I read my Bible, but I met a guy who was living it out and practicing out and showing, he talked about scripture, and I got to see his life. He wasn't perfect, but he was a man of God, and I ate from his life salt, and one day he invited me to church, and then God did a new thing in my life, and I was no longer a thug. But it started with someone's life salt. That's what it started with. Say, Miley is his church. Okay. It's time for us, the church, to check our saltiness. That's what this maybe series is a little about. Just ask God. Like, ask God. Ask him where you're not salty. It's a simple, this is going to be so simple, a series. Like, if you're expecting, like, this amazing, incredible, like, wow, pastor's coming back. This is going to be, we're going to have to get, like, at our thesaurus and figure out what's going on. We're going to get out our concordance and go, he's going deep. This is very simple. Mm-hmm. It's going to be super simple. I never did say easy. I just said simple. I know, don't cry, Noah, but it's going to be true. I do feel salt is a current word from God for his people. I feel like it's supposed to stir you, and it stirred me. I feel like this is the season, if you're as church, you're supposed to be stirred for something. Like, God's been wanting to stir us for a while in areas that we just haven't let him stir. And it's time to start right where God asks you to be saltier, to grow again. SALT, let me give you the acronym. I have a slide for the first one. S is for start. S is for start. Say start. Yeah, start. It's time to start immediately, right now, today. Start the things you know you're supposed to start. I can't say it enough, but you're going to hear a bunch. Start. It is time to ask God, what is it that I'm supposed to start that he asked me to start? And he's been talking to me about starting, and I'm not starting it. And I've been procrastinating, and it's life or death now. It's time to start. It's time to start. Start. It's time to start. There's no slide for the next ones. That'll be, you know, next week. The next is going to be controversial right off the bat, and I'm going to drill it, and it's going to be fine. The next one in the S-T- A-R, start. Salt. Start is going to be A. Sorry. Alternative living. What? A is for alternative. Take, that's not yet. That's coming, though. That is coming. I'm glad. Yeah. It's like, I can't. It's just transfixed. Like you're looking at an accident. You can't pull away. Yeah, just see. A is for alternative. God asked his children, his disciples, to live by his ways. You know, God's ways are often different from world culture. I don't know if you've noticed that. And here is the thing about alternative living. I felt like God said it's time for his people to live like Christians. Shh. Blame Francis Chan. L is for living. Having actual Christ-motivated actions consistent in our lives. That our words would be good and our actions would follow through with them. We would start living, not just saying, not just quoting, not just posting, not just tweeting. Does that happen anymore? I don't know. And T is for today. The only day you got to commit is the one you have. I'm hoping by the final episode, we're going to do an application of T. Molly and I are working on it. So salt is good for nothing unless it stays salty. We're supposed to have flavor. We're supposed to be a preservative. We're not supposed to be, go ahead, get it up there. We're not supposed to be foot powder. That's what it's supposed to be. They want to see it again. You better get it up. Everyone wants this. There it is. Don't be foot. Imagine being walked on by that. Mm-mm. Yeah, I know. Miley's like throwing up in her mouth. We got to move on. Any ex-thugs, holler at me. Say start. Okay, it's time to start things. He's been asking you to begin and do it immediately. Now, I thought about going, it's time to start things God asked you to do, and it's time to start immediately, and dropping the mic and just walking out, going to Jimmy John's and busting home. Dramatic moment. You're like, what just happened? But I'm not going to do that. Start the things he's been asking you to do immediately. Let me define immediately. You ready for a definition? Immediately. At once, without hesitation. At once, without hesitation. Immediately. What if we obeyed God at once, without hesitation? Say immediately. Immediately often appears in Scripture after someone obeys him. We're going to start there. We're going to do a, en Jesús, por ejemplo. Jesús, por ejemplo, which means an example of Jesus. For you non-bilingual Spanish. I'll drop some light. That's all I got, though, this morning. I don't expect more. Marisol, don't judge me. So, por ejemplo, you pronounce that. That's, anyways, I get judged. You don't even know. I try. Keep, see, there you go. Keep going. Miley's like, yeah, you know, Spanish it up, Pastor. Mark 1, 10 through 12. This is the Father's plan for Jesus to obey him, getting baptized. Immediately coming up out of the water. So after he said, I know who what you're going to do, and you, but you're going to be humbled and you're going to go be baptized. And yes, Father. So immediately coming out of the water, the heavens torn open, the Spirit like a dove descending on Jesus. And a voice came out of heaven saying, you are my beloved Son, and in you I am well pleased and delighted. You know what's awesome about that? We should all go, aw. That's a great father-son relationship revealed to us right there. Hey, son, I need you to go do this thing. Oh, Dad, that's pretty humbling. But I'm going to do it. Man, I love you, son. That's a relationship, man. That's what God's looking for, right? So he obeys. Say immediately. Immediately, the Holy Spirit forced him into the wilderness for new obedience lessons. Learning to obey God immediately can do a couple things. It can save your life. Anyone ever have a story? You don't have to tell it now, but maybe over common ground. Ever have a story where you obeyed God immediately and it saved your life? I didn't have a save my life moment this morning or this week, but I had an immediate. I had an immediate happen to me. I was in the shower. I had just finished weeding and getting my house in order because I came back from the north. And I'm showering up, and I had suds on my head. And I felt the Holy Spirit say to me, you better go get that trash out of the side yard and put it out in front because Dr. Heidi set a pickup for today. And I went, no, it's tomorrow. That can't be you, God. No, you better go. Like, God, this is not going to be you. Like, I'm going to look like an idiot. I just got out of the shower. She's going to be, what are you doing? And that happened. What are you doing? Picking the trash out. It's tomorrow. I go, that's what I thought. But I got it out there because I felt like it was God, but I don't know. It could be suds in my ear. You know, I was drying off. All of a sudden, I hear Dr. Huddy go, thank God you did that. Why? They're there now. 4 seconds after I left. 4 seconds. It didn't save my life, but anyways, I was appreciative. You know, obeying in your right now, the minutes that you have right now in your life, can cause blessings in other people's lives too. Ever do something like, I can't, man, should I go give charity $5? I don't, man, that's crazy. Charity's got more than $5, probably falling out of her shoes. I can give her $5. And you don't know the time you gave her that $5, the thing she prayed for, and she'll start bawling over $5 because of God sent you. Ever have those moments you just obey God like, this is weird, but I'm going to do this. And God just blesses somebody, right? Say, unfortunately. Unfortunately, the opposite's also true. Oh, say, hey, Pastor, why don't you start making changes? Go ahead. Say, hey, Pastor, why don't you start making changes? I'm being accountable right now. I'm about to throw myself out there. I got some dumb doctor appointments coming up. The Lord talked to me about physical. I tend my spiritual and emotional pretty well. I spend time cultivating those things. It's hard to believe, but I don't do that much physically. You know, there's doctor appointments coming. I'm going through a cleanse starting tomorrow. Yeah, I know. Feel bad for me and pray. Feel bad and pray. Jordan's going to beat me up if I get through my cleanse this week. He's going to beat me up at the gym and in my garage and probably call me names. And I'm going to eat better. And I'm saying that out loud here. Why? Because I need to make changes. And God said that to me. I'm not just going, well, I looked in the mirror one more time. I've done that for 25 years. And went, I'm starting tomorrow. And you get through Wednesday. You know, I'm starting Monday. And Wednesday's like, oh, man, I'm sore and tired. And did Amanda make brownies? Gone. I'll start next Monday. 25 years later, I ain't started nothing. That God spoke to me, so I'm saying it to you. I pray for me. It's going to be a rough, it has a potential to be rough on my flesh this next couple weeks. But, and I'm only going to the doctors to please Pastor Heidi because I would definitely dip on that. But you make your wife happy, right? That's my job too. So pray for me that I succeed because I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Whatever God speaks to you during this season that you're supposed to start now, I'm going to pray for you. I want you to succeed. I don't want to be up here. I hope you're not going, well, we'll see you next year. Pastor probably twice as chubby. You know? No. I hope so. No. Please pray that I don't because I'm praying you succeed. We got to stop praying each other fail. Come on. We don't pray it, but we think it. Well, you know, I'll see how long he stays at the gym. Let's see how long they commit to that. No, pray that they do because that makes change. I'm just saying, get back over here. No one's telling me to get back to the pulpit. The key is to check with him on what you're supposed to start. You know how many things I've started that wasn't him? I'll do this. I didn't tell you to do that. I'm going to do it. It's good. It might be good, but it's not God, and it's going to cause you a problem. Exodus 34:6. Then the Lord passed by the front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious. Some of his church should start with the basics. If you don't know where to begin, start there. Are you compassionate? How's your compassion level? How's your grace level? You don't know where to start, and that's not good. Start. Slow to anger. Anyone? Don't raise your hand. And you work there? No. So anybody who need work slow to anger? Someone else is raising other people's hands. They shall be nameless. And abounding in loving kindness and truth. Keeping mercy and loving kindness for thousands. Forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. Doesn't that sound like that's our job, right? Say, but. I didn't make that the title, The Butts of God, but it's good. But, say, but. It's a powerful word. But he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. Say, mature content ahead. Honestly, there's stuff in God's word. Please keep that because I'm slow in here when I don't want to. It's going to be tough stuff to hear for some folks, maybe. There's stuff in his word I wish wasn't there. Anybody read something, go, man, I wish that wasn't in there. Tell the truth. If you're in church, man, you didn't read something, go, ah, I don't like that. Okay, yeah, I made that noise exactly. You know, start breaking generational curses in our own lives today. It is time. If you have generational curses that have been in your life, it's to break them. You could break the cycle. You can do that. It is time. But he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. See, what's the guilty? The guilt only remains on the unrepentant, those who have not let Christ remove it. You don't have to stay in guilt. Actually, he wants to remove all that. If you're in that, it's because you've not really given him. You've not repented and given it to him. Don't stay in that. Because when you stay in it, this could be a problem. He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting, avenging the iniquity and sin of the fathers. This is the part that makes me cry every time. Because I've seen it. Upon the children and the grandchildren to the third and fourth generation. That makes me want to cry, and if you don't want to cry about that, See, the stuff in his word, I wasn't there, but as a counselor, you know how often I see this? Abuse and dysfunction, sin cycles in people's lives. I hear terrible stories that happen to little girls that make me want to cry. And then I hear how those stories get perpetuated. Don't tell me that cycles don't need to be broken. It's time. Say now. Yeah. Moses has this great reaction. Moses bowed to the earth immediately. Say immediately. Moses bowed to the earth immediately and worshiped the Lord. Humbling ourselves completely to him breaks everything. If there's something in your life, go to him. Humble yourself to him. Give him an opportunity to break it immediately. When God often shows up in our lives, it should be our response. It should be immediate. You know, if God would pop in your living room and be like, you know what? I got to get laundry and that's, I got to take the kid to soccer. And you know what, God, if you could come back like on Wednesday, maybe Wednesday's not good either. Is that how you treat God? Required when he asks us to do anything. Whenever he shows up, we should humble ourselves and worship him. That's our first response, right? Say immediately. Dr. Phil, I'm so glad you're here today because you're in my notes. I need help with this, right? He's my jukebox. You ready? Here we go. Pastor Justin can sing. Pastor Sean cannot. Okay. I just want to stop and tell you what I think about you, God. I just want to stop. The world ain't right without you, God. Who does that, Phil? But he's like, don't ask me. I'm playing my grandkid. Leave me alone, Pastor. When God shows up, stop. The world should change for you in that moment. Take that moment, right? Immediately humble ourselves. It's appropriate response. Worship. So here's the big question that's supposed to be woven throughout. I'm going to get some slides in just a second. But what is the thing that it's time for you to begin ASAP? I'm looking around you. I almost feel like, don't look at me because you can see my thing. I can't. I'm just looking at you like I can't. But what is your thing? What is the thing that you know as I'm speaking this, like, darn it, I came to church today? Because that's the thing he's been talking to me about, getting started or getting stopped. And that's what I wanted to do. And I'm saying, great, because that's today. Today, start. Say, start. All right, here's some quotes. You ready? First quote. Starting is the origin of change. Starting is the origin of change. Next quote. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. Walt Disney. Next one. You don't have to be good to start. You just have to start to be good. You don't have to be good to start, but you got to start if you're going to be good. Think about something that you could be good at that you never start. Crickets. It's not possible. And so all these things we're afraid to start. God says, just start. You don't got to be good to start. Often when you start, you're terrible. I hate getting new video games for my NBA 2K. Yeah, that's what I do to relax. Judge me. Andrew, you get it, right? You make a guy, right, on the 2K, but I don't like the way you start because you're garbage. You can't make a layup. People are blocking your shot. It makes me mad. And you got to work your way up to be good, right, Kenny? You're like, man, first season, I was terrible. I hate that. But you got to start to be good. Everyone thinks they can just be good right off the bat, but if you don't start nothing, you'll never be good at anything. And then it says you'll be good for nothing but to be trampled underfoot. Please ask him where you're supposed to start. Most of us know. Genesis 1:1. Please hurry, Pastor. In the beginning, at the start, God, Elohim, created by forming from nothing. God created from forming from nothing the heavens and the earth. I submit we should be just like that. This is our season to be exactly like that. You likewise take your non-productive nothing. Have you got non-productive nothing in your life? not productive in something. I'm very unproductive in my eating. I eat, but it's not very productive. You have nothing in your life that you're like, I wish I had something there. I wish I had $1 million. I wish I had $1 million. You know what? Get your finances in order. Start. You can click your heels together. That'll even get you to Oz. So where's out your shoes? You likewise take your non-productive nothings, the no growth in our lives, and start giving God's life to it again. Start giving God's life to it again. Where is that nothing that's been eating your life? That one piece you wish you could just start and make change. That's your nothing. And it's sucking everything out of you, right? So let's go bring life to it again and say, God, take my nothing and make something out of it. It's time to start. So you start. It's time to start. Right? Start. What needs to come back to life? Start. Start for your sake and start for others. You know, one of the saddest things, I have a lot of financial consultants in my life. I do. And one of the things that's crazy is a lot of times parents, and I was in the beginning because you're so busy parenting, trying to get done, you didn't think about the financial future. You're trying to get food on the table, right? But at some point in time, I needed that to change. I wanted a different financial future for my kids. So I had to start something. When I had nothing, I had to start. We all want these big changes in our life, but sometimes we, you know, I want to be 190, 190 pounds. Rip. For Dr. Heidi goes, wow. When I walk by, I want to go, wow. You know, it's one of my goals. But if I never go to the gym and if I keep pounding milk duds, oh no. It's not the shape I want to be in. Hebrews 1:10. And you, Lord, laid the foundations of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. Do you need some new foundations laid in your life? Like, you need to, like, start time to start fresh. Anybody just like, it's the time, like, no, I wait for January 1st, and then by February, I just ditch on it. I'm saying today. Like today, it's today. Start putting new foundation in your life. Get back to the basics with God. You don't got to get back to the basics if it's a God relationship, right? Start laying out those foundations so you can stand on them immediately. You know, closet Christianity and shadow living is over. It's time to start. It's time to start. Next week here's fun. Only old people will love this. Next week is brought to us by the letter A. Do I have a slide for that? Yeah. Yeah. The letter A. But see, I couldn't find it with the letter A on his test. So that was the hard part. I tried and tried, but it was hard to find Letterman at all. If you don't know Letterman, he was famous on the show Electric Company. Whenever there was a problem, they're mocking. Any old people can follow me with Letter. Thank you, God. Thank you for a multi-generational church. But Letterman, when there's trouble, he would show up. You know, say you went to sleep, you're going to go to sleep and you're supposed to sleep on a cot. But the bad guy changed it, he took the C and made it a pot, and this guy started to fall asleep on his pot. And Letterman would show up and rip the C off his chest and go, I changed the pot to a cot. Woo! Letterman. Next week, Letterman's coming. He's coming. He's bringing an A, not an L, though. So it's alternative. Yeah, alternative. That's a sad word in our current culture. This is where I could be in trouble, Ambro. I don't care, but it's where it could happen. It's a sad word because it's been hijacked as a buzzword, and I'm personally tired of it. I am personally tired of it. I am personally tired of it. I am definitely not attaching the world's definition of alternative to our topic today, and I never will. It's very important that we read God's word in the Old Testament, New Testament, to find out God's original intent for things. Say in the beginning. Alternative in our SALT series means that we're going to live God's ways and culture that we're placed in. We don't live culture ways. We live God's way in the culture we live in. Living God's lifestyle expectations, it looks and sounds often much different than the world standards around us. And because you mentioned it, I'm going to read real quickly. Matthew 19:4. I'm not lingering here. I want to beat this, but I want you to know how I feel and what God's doing, I think, to cause us to live alternative to what's trying to be forced on us. Live your life. Don't shout it with your mouth. Live your life. Be salt. Matthew 19:4. He replied, "Have you never read that he who created them from the beginning," say from the beginning, "from the beginning he made them male and female." Mark 10:6. "But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female." That's all I'm going to say on that right now. It's not going to be part of this acronym. But I believe God knew what he was doing. And I've seen so many hurt people come in my office over the past 20 years. They're so confused because someone abused them. And I'm tired of people saying that's alternative living. Well, that's living in a cycle of sin and destruction. And it will bring damage for generations unless we stop it. Stop it. It's time to stop. Take care of kids. They don't need more confusion. Anyways, Pastor, that's not the message. Move on. Miley's not waving me on. Sin and sexually cultural agendas is not my focus. I'm going to try to be the best church I can be. I'm going to try to be the best church I can be. I blow that on a regular basis. I try to be the best church I could be to Dr. Heidi. You know how often I fail there? I try to be the best. I wear Juliana's bracelet to Walmart sometimes. It says, "Be like Jesus at Walmart." It says it. It spells it out. I got no reason. But you should see me try to get those carts out when they're like, you try to get it and it's stuck to four other carts. I look like I lost my mind. I will win this battle. Give me my cart. Be free in Jesus' name. You know? Like, dude, there's a free one over there. No, this car is causing me problems. I'm getting this one. Anyways, move on, Pastor. For now, we'll carry on with our actual acronym. S is for start. Start being kind to your spouse. Start saving money. I don't know. Start giving. Start being patient. Start rehab. Start reading your Bible. Start college. I don't know what you're supposed to start, but everybody should start. Yeah, this is the season. Whatever that thing is caught in your mind, that's the season. Start making changes immediately. Start doing the thing he said. Start. Start on that thing that maybe you've been lax and lazy about. That's why I'm making Jordan be mean to me. Start making those boundaries maybe that you always wanted to make. You know, those boundaries, you're like, I'm going to set some boundaries. This is the year. This is the year. This is not the year. This is the moment. There's no guarantee you got the rest of this year. You know, people, friends I've put in that are no longer here that are my age or younger, gone. We think you got tomorrow? Who said you have tomorrow? When is it time to start? Now. It's time. This is a prophetic word. I'm trying to make it light. You know, I'm trying to do. I wear my Superman shirt with, you know, Jesus in the middle. Tell him how he saved the world. But in all that levity, I want you to feel the pressure in your heart, the finger of God going, it is your time to start this. It's your time. Start now, today, the season. We will put on some various examples here with my time left of a few ideas from God's word on starting, okay? If you don't deal with them, that's okay. Some humans do. Proverbs 17:14. This is just an example from the wisest guy that was ever created. The beginning of strife is like letting out water from a small break in a dam. First it trickles, and then it gushes. Therefore, abandon the quarrel before. Say before. Abandon the quarrel before. Abandon the quarrel before it breaks out and tempers explode. Should I read it again? No. Anyone have a Proverbs 17 problem? Don't put your hands up. But maybe it's time to work on abandoning quarrels instead of stirring them up. Yeah. Rewind. Maybe it's time to abandon the quarrels instead of stirring them up. Because you're supposed to be salt. Okay, settle down. Miley, was I too much? Pastor Joey's saying, yeah, bring it down. She's more like Dr. Heidi, so I have to pay attention to that sometimes. Okay. Miley's like going, crank it up, you know. Dr. Heidi's like, no. Harold, she's right there. But some stuff you have to start immediately. Some stuff you got to stop immediately. I have to start some stuff, and there's stuff I have to stop. My carbohydrate intake apparently has to go down. It can't be 95% of my diet. Peter gets it, probably. Acts 11:15. When I began to speak. You know, God's looking for those who are not afraid to speak up for him right now. It's not popular. It's not easy. But he's looking for those who are ready to begin to speak. Maybe you sit back and don't say nothing. And don't say all snarky like me or Francis Chan. Like, don't be snarky like us. But sometimes you got to say something. Like, if your brother's about to jam a needle in his arm, well, I don't want to judge him. No, say, I love you, man. You don't got to do that. Can I pray for you? Can we go? I'll drive you to rehab. That's love. That's silence will kill him. When I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as he did on us at the beginning. Here we go, a little stingy. Did you used to speak God's words? Another saw him moving in your life, but not so much lately. Did you used to speak life, and now you're kind of just fussy? Remember back when the Holy Spirit led you? Remember, I had to hear this first. I had to hear this first, because I'm a great guy at making plans. Anybody else like to make plans? They are good plans. Plans to prosper. Plans not just for myself. And God had to say, hey, remember when you just used to listen to me first before you made a plan? Oh, yeah, it cost me $2,000. Time to start again. Just ask him what it is. Ask him what you need work on, where he's working at you at. Here's one of my favorite history lessons in the Bible. You ready? I'm doing so good with time. Nehemiah 4:1-6. Little Old Testament drop. I seem to work it in, you know? It's just my thing. But when Sanballat heard that they were rebuilding the wall, the Hebrews rebuilding this wall that they'd been torn down, he became furious, completely enraged, and he ridiculed the Jews. Now listen, not everyone's going to be happy about the new changes you're making. When you set boundaries, the person you're probably setting them with probably is not happy about it. You know? Your late night cheesecake buddy, going to be sad. You know? Your BFF, your BF, your GF, your friends, your coworker, your relatives. Sometimes. He spoke before his brothers and the army of Samaria. What are these feeble Jews doing? You know why he's called them feeble? Because they talked it up before and they tried stuff, but they're too weak to finish it. And he's like, that's going to happen again. You know how often he makes those things? You know if he says he's getting in shape? You know how often he says he's going to watch his mouth? You know how often he says he's going to be nice to his wife? You know how often he says he's going to go buy the homeless shoes? And you know often he says stuff and it gets rolling and then it's nothing. So it's the feebleness. They're just going to fall down again because they won't even start most of the time. He's talking trash. He's trash talking. Can they restore themselves? Say they can. They can offer. Can they offer sacrifices? Can they finish in a day? Can they revive the stones and the dust and the rubble that have been burned? Now, his buddy chimes in. Like, this guy's talking trash. The Jews, as they're trying to do something, you know? Be like me going to the gym tomorrow and Andrew going, Pastor Sean, wouldn't you rather have this pint of Ben and Jerry's? I'd be like, yes. I would rather, Andrew. Thank you. Don't show up tomorrow. I'll be trolled. Now, Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him, and he said, you know, birds of a feather often flock together, right? And I thought, maybe that's a start of change for somebody. Maybe it's time to start hanging out with different people and go find godly motivated birds to spend time with. Find those birds. He says, even what they are building, if a fox should get up on it, would break the stone wall. You got to block out ungodly criticism and trash talk. It's not easy to do. Because the enemy will send trash talk your way to get you discouraged before you do anything. It says, you know what Nehemiah responded? Nehemiah prayed. prayer is an immediate great response when you're feeling trashed out by thoughts in your own mind. You're feeling judged by the stuff you think people are saying that you're saying to yourself. It's saying, hey, hold on. Pray. MC Hammer had it right. You got to pray just to make it today. Yeah, we pray. I was one of those. Anyways, you wouldn't even know what I'm talking about. MC Hammer, you're like, who is he? I'm just getting old. Go back. And Nehemiah prayed, hear, O God, how we are despised. Return their taunts on their own heads. Give them up as prey in the land of captivity. Do not forgive their wrongdoing. And do not let their sin be wiped out before you. He's torqued. He's a little upset right here. And for they have offended the builders and provoked you. It's like, look at when they're saying that to us, God. The thing you asked me to start, that I'm begging you to help me with, that I'm asking for prayer in front of people, I'm asking you to help me start, and they're trashing me out. They're actually provoking you because I'm calling on your help. So help me. They offended the builders and provoked you. Nobody said. So we built the wall. We started. Doesn't matter what people say. You'll never make that. Start. You failed so many times on that, start. That's a crazy dream. Did God tell you that? Well, I've been praying. I feel like God said it. Then start. Moving cars are easier to drive. Parked ones, not so much. And the entire wall was joined together up to half its height. You know why? For the people had a heart to work. We're in a culture we don't want to put in the work. I want to start. I'm going to be sore. I like donuts. You know, donuts are godly. It is time to start building the what he asked you to do. Are you tired of the enemies plundering your life? You got plundering? You feel like you're attacked on every side all the time? It's time to get to it. Do the work. I have a quote, I think, right? I hope I do. What you never begin, you'll never get done. I know, isn't that sad? Elliot, that was an appropriate cry. Hebrews 13:15. While it is said today, while there is still opportunity, today, there is still opportunity. We should take advantage of it while it's today. Like we really should. Why aren't we? If God said to do it, why aren't we? Like, what is stopping us? Trash talkers? Fear that you're going to fall down again? You'll fall down only if you start. Try and see. Get a team behind you. Get birds of a feather and flock together. You know, not at the gym right away because you just guys will make fun of me. But eventually, when I'm ripped, I'll invite you. You know? So I'm saying, you know, just saying. Psalm 95:7. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his word. Today, say today. Today, if you hear his voice. I know I'm beating this to the ground. I got a hard one coming up. Makes me want to skip them, but I'm not. Because I'm doing okay with time. I said I'd keep you longer, and we're right on time. Revelation 3. Behold, I stand at the door of the church. Say, I am the church. Behold, I stand at the door of the church and continually knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with him and restore him, and he'll be with me. He who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, I will grant him the privilege to sit beside me on my throne. And I also overcame and sat down beside my Father in his throne. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear and heed what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Say, I am the church. It is time to open the door. It's time. Time to start. Deuteronomy 30. Listen closely. I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity, and that I command you today to start immediately. Right? A command is a start immediately. I command you today to love the Lord your God. Put him first again. If he hasn't been first, just put him there. I don't know he's going to tell you, well, if I put God first, he's going to make me do a bunch of stuff. I don't know what he's going to make you do. When I first got saved, he had so much grace for me, I was an idiot constantly. I wasn't salty. I was salty, but not salty. I was grumpy salty. I was learning to be nice. Niceness did not come natural to me. I needed Jesus really badly. I needed him. I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk, that is, to live each and every day in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, so that you will live and multiply, and that the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you're entering into. You want to be blessed? Start walking in his ways. When? Today. Say, I will start walking. Start walking. You're looking at the time, go, I'm going to start walking. I'll wrap it up, Pastor. Matthew 24, 42. So be alert. Give strict attention. Be cautious and active in faith. For you do not know which day the Lord's coming back. But understand this, if the head of the house had known what time the night of the thief was coming, he'd have been on alert and not allowed the house to be broken into. Therefore, you who follow me must be ready. Man, I have all these excuses why I'm not ready tomorrow to start dieting. One of it is I hate it. It's the number one reason, you know. Must be ready. Because the Son of Man is coming. The Son of Man is coming at an hour when we don't expect it. Say, it's time to start immediately, right? Why don't you stand with me for a second? I know this is a tough way to come back, but I want you to feel stirred to start whatever it is. Like maybe you need a physical start. Maybe your physical you needs work like my physical work needs. I need to cut back on the sugar. Maybe that's your start. Maybe your start is, you know what? I got a brother-in-law that I've been mean to my whole life, and I need to call him up today and say, hey, I'm sorry I haven't been good salt. And no matter how he taunts you, take it and send love back. Maybe you owe your kids an apology. Maybe you need rehab. If you need something this morning, I'd like you to invite, put your hand up, not to me, just put up to God as a symbol, like, Lord, I'm going to start something that you asked me to start. And I'm asking for the strength to continue and make me the kind of salt that changes not only my life, but the world. And if that's you, just put your hand up, because that's me. I need that. I need a fresh start. I need to start living my life in a way that God has intended me to do, to finish what he asked me to do. So, Father, every hand and every heart, only you can ignite the fire. Only you can cause the things we put before you to come back to life that's nothing. Please take our nothing and make it something for you. And the world could eat off the something that you make. Lord, you'd be glorified. We wouldn't be afraid to tell our stories. Lord, when you do something in us, we would immediately humble ourselves and praise you. Lord, when things come our way, we would start acting more like Jesus than more like whatever we've been doing. This would be our start season, Lord. So start a fire in our soul, one we can't contain and one we can't control. And let it spread all over the earth, Father. We are your church. In Jesus' name, amen.